I think as a team.
As a team, yeah.
As a team, with, you know, the way things ended last week, it's not about offense, defense. I mean, you know, we fly up there as a team. You know, we go up to Philly as a team. We come back as a team. So, you know, obviously, win or lose as a team. So I think we're all very anxious to perform well, especially on the big stage.
Is it curious for you, or to befuddle, whatever word you want to use, that sometimes this offense hasn't been as good as it was last year? A lot of the pieces are the same, not all of them. But.
I mean, there are various reasons, you know. If we go the 15th play of last week, you know, I make a catch first down, or you know, we jump offside. So, I mean, in every play, there's a reason why something is happening, good or bad. We all have that responsibility when that happens, whether it's a great thrown ball, great thrown pass, drop ball. So it just varies each play. So, you know, watching film, there are glaring evidence of what has happened on the plays that have become negative. You know, like on my pass interference. I mean, it's a pass interference call. You know, those are things that, you know, on that play where the ref told me if I wouldn't have pushed off right before that, he would have threw the pass interference on him. So, I mean, but that's just how it is. And sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. But you have to play the full game down to the wire to really get that win. And unfortunately, we didn't do that.
Is it because you guys have been so close, though, do you guys feel, or do you feel that maybe everybody's trying to play perfectly as opposed to just going out and playing?
No, I think you have to. You have to always try to play perfectly because, you know, you can't be perfect. But you try to, you know, for a wide receiver, you try to run a perfect route. You get off the press, you stem it up, run the depth, catch the ball. You know, that's the best you can do. That's running perfectly. Now, when the ball comes to you and the defender's draped on, your defender falls or whatever that case may be, it all varies.
Hard to believe that nothing's done yet, but Andy Reid under fire up there, and he's been the face of that franchise so long. Or is that not of concern to you? I mean, just would you speak to the job Andy's done over 14 years? Or is it...
From my vantage point in Carolina, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, each year things change. And people have expectations. And just like here in Carolina, if people don't meet those expectations, whether a coach, GM, or kicker, doesn't look so well. So he's done a fantastic job up there. And, you know, I'm not necessarily, I haven't been keeping much upon what's going on exactly, but, you know, hey, times are tough for everyone.